This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country in the Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 general elections were the biggest elections in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes and congratulated the Election Commission. He noted that 30th of June is an important day as Hul Diwas is celebrated today, which is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu, who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. Veer Sidhu and Kanhu united thousands of Santhal people to fight against the British in 1855 in Santhal Pargana of Jharkhand. He added that the supreme sacrifice of these sons of Jharkhand inspires people even today. General Manoj Pandey superannuated today after more than four decades of distinguished service and relinquished the appointment of the Chief of the Army Staff. Defence Ministry said his tenure will be remembered for his high state of combat readiness, impetus to the process of transformation, besides his strong push towards Atmanirbharta initiatives. General Pandey's emphasis on adaptation of indigenous weapons and equipment under Atmanirbharta initiative paved the way for long-term sustenance of the Indian Army. For his service, he has been conferred with the awards of Param Vishishta Seva Medal, Ati Vishishta Seva Medal and Vishishta Seva Medal. General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the new chief of the Army Staff in New Delhi today. Born on 1st July 1964, he was commissioned into the Infantry Jammu and Kashmir Rifles of the Indian Army on 15th December 1984. During his long and distinguished service spanning nearly 40 years, General Upendra Dwivedi has served in different capacities. An alumnus of the Sainik School, Rewa, the National Defence College and U.S. Army War College, General Upendra Dwivedi has an MPhil in Defence and Management Studies and two Master's degree in Strategic Studies and Military Science. He has been decorated with the Param Vishishta Seva Medal, Ati Vishishta Seva Medal and three GOC in Commendation Cards. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. The report says that these bills were passed by the Parliament during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws mark a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create a more accessible, supportive and efficient system for everyone. The key provisions for the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filling FIR at any police station, as well as victims getting a free copy of FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigations for offences against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. To implement the new criminal laws, training of police and investigating authorities have been done for a smooth transition into the system. Conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System on the three new criminal laws began in Mumbai today. Speaking at the inaugural session, Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that the emphasis of new criminal laws coming into effect tomorrow lays stress on providing justice in contrast to colonial legislations where focus was on punishment. The World Bank has approved a second round of $1.5 billion in financial help to India to accelerate the development of low-carbon energy. The financing is extended to promote a market for green hydrogen, electrolyzers and increase renewable energy penetration. India won the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington yesterday. Virat Kohli was declared the player of the match for his fabulous innings. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah was awarded the player of the tournament for picking up 15 wickets in 8 games with a bowling economy rate of below 6. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have congratulated the Indian team on winning the T20 World Cup 2024. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.